Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Retail Refined, a Market Scale podcast with your host, me, Melissa Gonzalez. Today, I'm excited to introduce you to my guest, Ellery Pfeffer, who is the founder and CEO of NIFT, which is a future-forward gifting platform working with brands and retailers across numerous sectors. He comes with over 20 years of executive leadership and hyper-growth technology startups with a track record of taking tech companies from ideas to significant growth and growing small teams into large organizations. Prior to founding NIFT, which is started in 2015, he founded and served as CEO of Persaway. He also served as a fellow at Harvard University School of Engineering. So excited to have you on the show, Ellery, and also dig into a bit more of what was the genesis of NIFT. So I just scratched the surface of what it brings to the market. You more about your career background and how did you come up with the concept of NIFT for the marketplace today?
Yeah, so I started NIFT after my previous company, which got bought off by IPG. And we work with a lot of top 10 banks, retail, telcos, and their marketing departments. And what CMOs told me over drinks is they really don't know what part of their marketing spend is truly having an impact, what is incremental, just taking credit for by the big platforms. It got me thinking about advertising in general and how incentive misaligned it is. People don't like to get ads and it creates friction. So how can we use technology to create a completely different system that is actually delightful to consumers and gets them to try out new brands? And that's what kind of NIFT does.
Well, I agree with that, unless it's serving me the right content, right? And then I'm just seduced and then happily delighted. So that's the key element here that I'm sure you're going to dig into. So tell us a little bit about how you start an engagement, right? You know, what's an example of a key challenge? Give a very high level one here, but maybe we can dig in a little bit more for the audience. What's a key challenge and how does a company start their engagement with you to start solving those challenges?
So there's two distinct challenges. The first one is, I don't know if you or your audience is intimately aware with commerce media networks and retail media networks, which is a way to monetize your existing foot traffic and online traffic. And so we have leaders trying to do that, and their challenge is how do we create an experience that's non-disruptive while still delivering significant revenue growth to the business? And so that's one challenge and one type of partner we work with. And the second challenge, we're going to dive into both of those in a second, is how do you acquire traffic that's truly incremental, really diversifies you away from the big platforms and hits your unit economics at scale? And so those are two challenges retailers have in different areas of the business. And we help them solve both in two different ways. And I think the best way to understand this is maybe if I can explain the NIFT experience to the consumer. So, for example, one of our partners, Planet Fitness, and they have a challenge of creating more and more revenue through ads, and they don't want to disrupt the consumer experience. So what they do is they give a NIFT gift to their consumers whenever they upgrade their membership or whenever they have a birthday. It's a real gift. It's not some kind of gimmick. So work really hard to make that true. And so when you have a birthday and you're a Planet Fitness customer, you would get a NIFT gift. That NIFT gift is a $30 denomination. You don't know what you're going to get. And as you go through a very interactive experience with NIFT, we use AI to match the consumer with two and only two gift options personalized to that consumer. Every consumer gets two different things based on their spending habits and interests and categories they choose. And so it's a really personalized interactive experience and it adds value to the consumer. So in that way, Planet Fitness can thank their users, better brand affinity and brand loyalty to Planet Fitness, and also generate a revenue stream from the advertisers who fund these gifts because they want to acquire Planet Fitness consumers.
I think that's a great breakdown of it. And one of my questions was going to be, how do you, you know, everybody uses personalized as a buzzword, but what, you know, are customers opting into this kind of information because they're already in this example, Planet Fitness user? How deep are you able to get with that level of personalization?
Very, very deep. And we use ethically sourced third-party data providers, as well as the consumer data, as well as our retail and brand partner data, to really create a 360-degree picture of the consumer and what their interests, what their behavior, what are they spending their money on. And then we use that for only one purpose, and that is to serve the consumer with better gifts that match their preferences.
Now, you mentioned retail media in your description, and you kind of shifted your focus of the conversation on online, but retail media is also a huge topic for in physical environments, in store. How do you intersect with that?
That's a great question. You can give a NIFT gift in person to a person walking into your store. So it doesn't need to just be an online gift. It can be a QR code printed on the receipt. It can be a card that the associate would give the consumer as they're making their purchase. And that would unlock their NIFT experience, which is online, but it can start in store.
By delivering on that level of personalization, that's going to be a key element, because it otherwise will feel like a lot of tech and noise. And we do constant evaluations, everything from Gen Z up, on what do they want out of their technology experience in store. And I think that there's this opportunity still with personalization, but a lot of brands fall short of authentically delivering upon that.
And we have 36 patents on our technology, so we do a very good job of matching the consumer. We know who was a luxury fashionista, and we would match them with luxury brands, ideally. And then we know who has a parent of young children, and we would match them with stuff that fits that. And we know who's a frequent traveler, and match them with those travel bags and travel accessories and so forth.
What are some like new evolutions maybe that have surprised you, right? As we, you know, that's a lot of technological advancement in these 10 years, both on the consumer side and the way in which we engage in our daily life, information exchange. And then on the flip side, right, of the technology that you're seeing both online and offline with brands and retailers. So in the past couple years, have there been maybe surprises on your end and things that you've seen as, oh, these are new opportunities for the industry?
Well, I think that the thing that keeps happening is that change accelerates. More change is coming. And I think that having a flexible infrastructure that is able to interact with the consumer wherever they are and however they want is going to be important. One of the key trends, of course, is how is AI going to change shopping behavior? I was just having a conversation today with a person who bought a pair of shoes through ChatGPT without knowing which retailer it was. How is that going to impact shopping behavior going forward? How is it that going to impact how we design the consumer experience to add value and be more engaging rather than transactional? Because I think the transactional experience are at least at risk of moving to an AI agent that would make those purchases. Scary, but change is coming. We just have to react to it and adapt very quickly. Otherwise, it's not gonna be good.
Well, in that aspect too, how does messaging fall into that, right? Because if we even go back to ChatGPT, and I think that's so interesting. I wonder what the return rates will be on purchases made blindly. But, you know, I think this up and coming generation is very much engaging that way. They're learning that way. They're utilizing in college. They're coming to the workplace, like engaging with that. But there's a lot of boilerplate messaging that comes through that and just like broad strokes. And I think you actually get the antithesis of personalization in some ways. So what is your mindset around that?
Well, you know, we're in 10 years, we're going to have AI indigenous shoppers who shop differently. So I think that the right way to think about it is how do we make every interaction with our brand more meaningful, more impactful? And obviously this is something that NIFT does and adds value to that experience. But I think that without being thoughtful about it, we run the risk of losing some of that consumer interaction, and can happen slowly and then suddenly. So being prepared, I think, is important.
So one of the things that we talk about is the shift in values that you see and how people define value. So maybe you can share some of that too, like any key trends that you're seeing. It could be either generational or category specific, but as you're constantly learning, constantly scraping these insights and data, what shifts are you seeing, or what do you think that brands and retailers could keep top of mind?
I think that this is kind of well known, but I'll share it anyway. I think that different generations interact with your experience differently. And so I think the designing the experience with the shopping experience for the consumer with that audience in mind is super important. Having multiple experiences for multiple audiences, I think, has served some of our customers well.
Well, one of the other things in addition to values is you see the emergence of content, commerce, and culture. And I think what's interesting about your platform is you cross so many industries. You have product partners, you have things like Team Snap, which is like sports. If anybody's a parent, they know this. You have venues. I mean, so you sit in this unique space working with your clients, helping them cross all of that all the time, I think. And so I want to ask that question too, like, what are you seeing from a trend standpoint, perhaps, you know, and what makes it effective in thinking about the full playing field, so to speak, right? You could work with a product company. This is how you cross into culture, and then vice versa.
Well, I think that every platform that we work with that give NIFs, like Planet Fitness or Team Snap or Afterpay or many others, is unique in the way they think about their consumer experience. And the way we kind of think about it is, instead of trying to have a lot of religion about how things should be done, we iterate on the consumer experience very quickly with each one of our partners to make the consumer experience of giving a NIF, thanking their customers, really part of the brand's own consumer experience, really fit in how their philosophy and thinking is, and then really reacting quickly to data we see about how consumers are behaving in that particular platform. So the Planet Fitness example is, they would send you an email. Some experiences, we are in the app and we serve the NIFT and the app experience. Again, in store, could be in a text message, could be in a push notification, any kind of media, any kind of surface, and any kind of experience is fine. And we have product teams that iterate very quickly on it instead of trying to find a pattern. And what we learned is every platform is different and every consumer interaction is different. So instead of trying to have predisposed ideas, we look at the data and kind of understand what the consumers are doing in that platform and fit the experience to them.
Well, I am glad that you take that strategic approach, because it can't be a one size fits all in the way in which a consumer, even if I'm a fan of a certain product, and the way I'm going to think of iHeartRadio versus Blender sunglasses versus my class at Mindbody, like, you're in different headspaces. So, you know, you have to have that. What is your thought? Because I brought up Mindbody, wellness in all of this. I think there's an interesting juxtaposition about a consumer's relationship with technology and also well-being and wellness. You know, any thoughts around that?
I mean, technology is a double-edged sword, but it can certainly, the consumer experience can be used to enhance wellness for sure. So we have a lot of wellness partners that give NIFTs as a way to thank consumers for not just making a purchase, but completing an action or just going to the gym one more time. And that creates a positive reinforcement loop that gets them to come to the gym again. You know, past January, it's all positive. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a milestone that you continue to hit. So you've been at it a long time. Evolution's never stopping, but it keeps it interesting. You know, what kind of keeps you up? What, it could be the things that make you excited or the problems you're really excited to solve.
We are growing very, very, very quickly. Our growth it keeps accelerating. And the thing that I try to keep maintaining is hiring the right people and maintaining our culture as we grow. And, you know, I like to quote the Starbucks CEO who says, take care of your people and they're going to take care of your customers and the customers are going to take care of your shareholders. So I think that that is something that keeps me up.
Yeah. I mean, the team is everything, even though it's a technology company. Behind that, it's the team. And I think, you know, that careful balance, you have to be human centric because that's, you know, you're creating experiences that must be very human centric, but they're powered by, you know, the robust opportunities of AI at the same time. So looking forward, there's no crystal ball, but if you had to think of two or three things that you think are exciting opportunities on the roadmap for this convergence of retail media and commerce and the consumer and personalization, what are some of the things, you know, over the next 2 or 3 years that you think are key opportunities?
I think that AI is a challenge and an opportunity. I think how we use AI to enhance the consumer experience rather than to take it away, like the story I said, it is going to be something that I feel is very exciting and can lead to many opportunities. NIFT is one way to do that, to engage the consumer. I'm sure there's going to be others, and it's going to be up to the retail leaders to find out what those are.
Any tips for somebody that's kind of going down this path, listening to this episode, trying to figure out, you know, how they get started, and thinking strategically, like some of the things that you've shared, any kind of parting wisdom you can give the audience?
First of all, just use NIFT immediately. You can partner with us, of course, to enhance your consumer experience, create a revenue stream, and acquire customers. But in general, I think that I wouldn't be too afraid. Like, change is good. Change is not bad. And so what are the opportunities that change creates? And how can we harness it in our business as fast as possible if the right things are changing? And be at the forefront, because we really don't have a choice. We really don't. It's happening whether we like it or not. So we might as well ride the wave rather than be overtaken by it.
No, absolutely. I think the key in that and what you're saying and what you shared about how you approach the fact that you work in all these different verticals is that constantly curious mind and listening to those opportunities, like you're saying, be nimble. As you mentioned, and agile, so that you could have those pivots or those adjustments based on that always learning mentality. Because yes, the consumer is moving so fast. But what I love about NIFT is because you, in some sense, like a little category agnostic, you're working across a lot of different verticals. You can be consumer centric first and then apply those, right? And thinking about all the different ways that that person will interact in their life during the day, during the night. And be able to deliver surprise and delight. And I think there's a lot of opportunity in that.
That is exactly right. Be consumer-centric first. That is exactly right.
Well, thank you for spending the time. I know that you're actively kind of going from conference and meetings in New York City. So appreciate you could sit with us for this time. Again, this is Ellery Pfeffer. He is on LinkedIn if you want to continue to follow him or the company NIFT to see what they're up to, the exciting projects that they're doing. And we look forward to seeing what you unveil in the future. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.